dunamis, which means strength, which means power. It means ability, inherent power, inherent ability, that is power residing in a thing. Could also be termed force, power. Jesus said, "And you shall receive power." The word "receive" there is from the Greek word lombano, that is to take to oneself, that is to lay hold of. To you to have said you shall, to use the word shall, is to make it a definite to happen. When the Holy Spirit comes, it shall happen that you shall take hold of power. You shall gain power when the Holy Spirit comes. It's not a maybe. It is not it is a definite that power comes when you receive the Holy Spirit. When you receive the Holy Spirit, power comes. As we look further, it says, after the Holy Spirit comes. That is to say, receiving power is predicated on having the Holy Spirit. Power comes on the believer because he receives the Holy Spirit. That is, the Holy Spirit is the and who brings power. That is, we can say Holy Spirit equals power. Hallelujah. Power came when the Holy Spirit came. Acts chapter 2 verse 4. If we read the book of Acts further, it shows how when they gathered on the day of Pentecost, how the Holy Spirit came upon them as tongues of fire. Bible confirms how, you know, when the Holy Spirit came, they started speaking in tongues and many people gathered together and they started speaking. When the Holy Spirit came, it came with power. This meeting in Acts chapter 2 from verse 4 marks the beginning of the dispensation of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Before that time, the Holy Spirit used to come and go. It was a touch and go experience. He came upon David and left. You know, he came upon Saul and he left. He came upon different prophets. And, you know, when he was needed, he comes, he manifests himself, and he leaves. But at the beginning, from the book of Acts, after Jesus died, the fulfillment of his promise that he was sending another comforter happened and commenced and continued from Acts chapter 2 verse 4. It says you receive power after that the Holy Spirit comes. It stopped being a touch and go experience. It now had to be one of residence. The Holy Spirit came and became resident in the believer. It became residence in the believer. It is important to bring to remembrance, to remind you one more time, how that you have received the Holy Spirit because you believed. You received the Holy Spirit because you believed. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 says, having believed, then you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Because you believed, God sealed you with the Holy Spirit of promise. It serves as a seal upon your life. If you look through our library, there are a number of messages that talks about the role of the Holy Spirit. One of the roles of the Holy Spirit as a seal is that it authenticates you as original. It says it authenticates you as original, one. He further affirms your heart that you belong to Him, that is, God is placing His stamp of ownership on you to say, this one is mine. The Holy Spirit has come and is not leaving. You have received the Holy Spirit because you believed. So have you believed in Christ? Yes. The answer is yes. Then you have the Holy Spirit. There should be no doubt in your heart. It's a truth. It says, he that does not have the Spirit of God is none of his. So if you do not have the Spirit of God, you do not belong to him. Peradventure it ever crosses your mind. Peradventure you get to that point where you actually feel, I don't have the Spirit of God. What you're saying is that you are none of his. But have you believed? The answer is yes, you have the Holy Spirit. Do you have the Holy Spirit because you believed? Yes. And because you have the Holy Spirit, then you receive power. Because you have the Holy Spirit, you received power. You receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You are no longer impotent. You are one who has received the Holy Spirit, who has received power, who has been made potent, alive and well, active in the power that the Lord God gives. Hallelujah. A display of the power of the Holy Spirit is seen in the book of Acts. Beginning from Acts chapter 2, after the Holy Spirit came, Bible says these young men who were fishermen. Bible says they spoke Peter, who a few days or a few weeks before them stood timid in front of a young girl who was pointing him out as one of Jesus' disciples. Bible says he stood up and he spoke the word and he declared. Bible says, and 3,000 men were converted on that day. That is a display of the power of God that we receive. So we see the power of God displayed in the book of Acts. The power of God is displayed when this fisherman speaks about Jesus and 3,000 people were saved. You see, when two men, Peter and John, fishermen with no money in their pocket, asked a crippled beggar at the beautiful gate to take up his bed, to rise and walk, that's the display of power that you received. When a dead girl will be raised back to life, that is the display of power by these same disciples who were not so qualified. The display of the power is seen when these believers gather together and they pray. The Bible says, there was an earthquake and it shook. Bible says the people, that is the disciples, they gained boldness and they stepped out in boldness. They stepped out in boldness and began to speak about Jesus everywhere in spite of the threat that was all over at that time. A display of power is seen when an educated man who at that time had everything going for him, I'm talking about Paul the Apostle, says we'll leave everything and count everything as dung so that he may know Jesus Christ. Because he experienced power, he knew he had to know the Savior. A display of power is when Paul and Silas was caught, they were beaten, handed over to the prisoner and tossed who tossed them into the darkest corner of the prison. And at midnight, when they praised God and sang praises and worshiped God, Bible says, and there was an earthquake and the prison shook and all the locks were opened. And even the prisoners did not dare to step out. And the end of it was that the jailer fell at their feet and knelt down. What do I do to be saved? That is the power you received in Jesus Christ. You received when the Holy Spirit came. A display of power is when Peter was arrested and put in prison. And the angel will come, ask him to get up, and he walked through all the guards. Oh my God. That is the power you received. That is the power you received. A display of the power you received is seen when Paul was gathering firewood to keep the fire burning so that they can keep warm. And Bible talks about how a venomous snake, you know, beat him. You came up, beat him, and just rolled around his hand. He just shook the snake off into the fire. And what happens next? The people expected that this chap was big. He's going to die. Such a terrible sinner. Even after he was saved from the storm, is a snake that will kill him. Bible says they watched closely. They watched carefully. And he did not die. That is the display of the power you received. Hallelujah to God. In conclusion, hear me say this. The believer received power when he received the Holy Spirit. You received power, when you received the Holy Spirit. The power that you received when you receive the Holy Spirit is one that is dynamic. Dynamic is from the word dynamite. That is, it has power inside to explode. Hallelujah. The power you received is dynamic. It cannot be held down. It is not limited by time, by space, by distance, by the norms of the realms of this world. It is not limited by the physical. The power that you received is not one that renders you cowardice, but it's bold. You have received the power, and the power is one that is a power to heal. The power to raise the dead, the power that makes you bold to speak the gospel, the power to live above sin, the power to perform miracles, the power to declare the word of God in its simplicity and its truth. The power to reach out to many, the power to convert, the power to save the lost. You have received power, my dear. You have received power. This is your normal in Christ. A believer in Christ is one who has power. You have power. Hallelujah. You have received power. You have received the Holy Spirit. You have received power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Let us pray. Dear God, I thank you. I give you honor. I give you praise. I give you all the glory. You are worthy of all honor. You are worthy of all praise. Thank you, Father, for this beautiful truth. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful reality. We may not see it, but we know it is true. We may not feel it, but we know it's there. By virtue of the Holy Spirit whom you have given us, we have been crowned with power. And Father, I pray that your children will live constantly in this reality. They stop being cowardice. They stop drawing back. And they start taking bold steps, standing in the authority that you have given them as your child, O God. I will be conscious and confident of the power that you have given them to act because the Holy Spirit is present with them. They will go forth and confront the situations that the devil may set against them by your power, O God. They will declare the sick healed. They will confront and raise the dead. They will make bold and make things right, things wrong, things that are wrong, right, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy God. Thank you, precious Father. We give you honor and praise. Blessed be your name, Father. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful time.